Peter Vu, Father Peter Vu. He's talking about what it was like on that boat and how harrowing it was, and comparing it to the movie The Perfect Storm when he saw that, what it felt like. So take us back to that moment. You were talking about how small the boat was, Father, that people didn't, I think people don't always realize that.
Yeah, so this boat here, they said that it would be able to travel at sea. Basically, that means that the head of the boat, you know, would be able to break the right over the waves. But it was dinky little boat because we had to sit knee to knee from one side to the other side. And there was, you know, over 70 of us in there. Women, children, men, and kids and all that. So we ourselves, with that storm, the boat took in water, and we didn't know, you know, how long that gonna last. Either that or the food itself will run out. In the meantime, we tried to, you know, scan the horizon. Two things we had to avoid, the captain tell us. First, we tried to avoid all the communist boats, our ship, because during that time, you know, the communists still had its pack, you know, Poland, you know, East Germany, Soviet Union, you name it. So if those communist ships see us, they're going to pull us right back to Vietnam, and we're going to be in big trouble. In the meantime, we also realized there's pirates, because we learned that a lot of people, you know, refugees got raped and, taken by pirates, killed and all that. So we had to watch out for those boats too. Also, we tried to look for some ship that can, you know, can save us, you know. And so when we try to avoid the communist ship, because we can see through a binocular a little bit, you know, certain flag, we try to avoid it. The next thing we know, we lost, the directions, and we lost, we went out, you know, we lost our route. And, most of the captains and his helpers did not know the sea that well. So we ourselves survived the storm that night. And the fun thing was that when we were in the midst of that storm, Kate, there was Buddhists in there. There's Catholic too. So the Catholic, the quickest prayer we can pray is the Hail Mary, because by the time we pray the Our Father, that probably be the end of our life. So We try to pray the Hail Mary. That's the shortest prayer. And the Buddhists pray their own prayer. And next thing we know that we were so scared, the Catholics start praying the Buddhist prayer, and the Buddhists start praying the Hail Mary.
Wow.
So that was a funny moment, looking back. So we survived that, and we're floating at sea, the heat, the wave. It's funny, we go to the beach right now, but if you're floating at sea with the sea water and the hot sun, you wish that you were not there. So we were baking like the fish. And then we ran out of water. And the next thing we know is that around us, there was a lot of shark. And we knew that, some refugee was killed by shark before, because if our boat, torn apart, that's what we face. So we also realized that there's pirates. And so the captains told us that, hey, even though we are weak because no nourishments and, seasick and all that, he tried to rally all the men and young men, our kids, our young boys, to put up a fight. That was in theory. And we ran into, quite a few pirate ships, and they ravaged us, from the first time to the last time, women got raped, and, they beat us up and took everything. And so we were basically just floating at sea, and we didn't know, what's next. The next thing we ran into was, when you ran out of food, the only way we can do is that the idea of cannibalism came along. Now, for some of your audience who watched that movie Alive, when I saw that movie, that also brought tears to my eyes, because you know, the captain talked about that, and we just like, this is crazy. We're not going to eat the dead, or we're not going to eat, you know, the neighbor that we just saw a moment ago. But when you had your first life and death experience, you either eat a dead corpse or you're going to die. And we had to prepare psychologically and mentally about that. And as a kid, you know, I was shocked. I just like, that is absolutely nuts.
Right.
But he prepared us for that. And when I saw that movie Alive and how they had to do that, boy, again, tears came down my eyes because I said I was about to do the same thing. And of course, you know, thank God, most of us was really sick and almost dying, but none of us was dead yet. But otherwise, we would have to do the same thing to stay alive. And so through that, that difficult, you know, another hurdle with that whole idea. Thank God, you know, toward the end of the week, we were able to see a ship from South Korea with the U.S. cargo on it. So that tanker basically, you know, surround us, you know, go around us for about, you know, three times. And that is a big ship going around a small ship. And we thought we're going to get tossed over. And I said, by the time we get rescued, we already sink down the ocean. So we thought our dinky little boat will tip over or, you know, capsize. And so nothing happened, thank God. And they were able to, you know, lower down the rope ladder for us to climb up. And most of us were so weak that we almost thought that we might fall over, you know, the side of the ship. But most of us, all of us was able to rescue. And I saw that dinky little boat, you know, fading, you know, when we were on the tanker. And that was the moment of salvation that I able to, you know, to see. I forgot one thing that when I was in the boat during that storm of the night, I made a bargain with God, you know, just like a lot of people in the Bible. So I said, God, if you spare my life, I will try to, you know, be a good priest and, you know, serve you and God's people. And that was a deal I made. And God kept his bargain, his end. And I have kept my end and have been the priest for over 20 years now.
Wow. So we have a handful of minutes left. We could talk to you forever, and I'm sure the listeners are feeling the same way. But what's that been like making that transition? You had that life. You come to the United States. Now you're a priest, and you hear other mm-hmm. people's struggles, and you're able to relate some of what happened to you, I'm sure, in your homilies, too, and use that humor that you have that we heard at the beginning with your congregation. What's that journey been like for you?
Well, it's another chapter, Kate. It's full of challenges, you know, from the language barrier to the cultural difference to all kinds of other daily struggles, you know, difficulties. I remember just learning how to eat pizza, for example. I never, you know, most people here love pizza. So it took me, you know, quite a few years before I could eat pizza, you know.
Get them pizza. We'll show them how to eat it.
But you know, now, Kate, I live on pizza every day. I could live on that. But I think I could relate to people better with their struggles. What I go through give me a sense of compassion, a sense of understanding. I try to bring them, you know, the tool to help them overcome their struggles. So my story of struggle, difficulty, and despair, I can use that to relate to them. But at the end of my story, there's also a story of hope, redemption, and transformation. So there's the light at the end of the tunnel. And I myself able to help them see that. If I can make it through, then they themselves can rely on faith, on God, you know, on others, you know, to help them through. And so that basically my story in my book try to help people find resources or God's grace and God's help and the people that God sent along the way to help them through their own struggles, their daily difficulties.
Wow. So we want to tell everyone to pick up the book so you can get all those stories in between too. Living for a Higher Purpose, Story of a City Boy Who Survived the Vietnam War by Living for Jesus and Others. Father Vu, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate, and thank you everyone for giving me the opportunity to share my story, and I keep you all in my prayers, and let's try to live, you know, in God's grace and God's hope by helping one another. Thank you.
Thank you.